At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream, connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Hour number 3 of the Odd Couple. And at the bottom, that's right, it's a segment that's taken the nation by storm. And that, of course, is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. So you definitely want to keep it locked for that. Rob, we start off the show. Big story in the NBA right now is LeBron James and his beef, some are calling it, with the Los Angeles Lakers. Story written by Bill Orem of The Athletic yesterday. We had him on in the first hour. He was saying that it looks like a divorce could be in the making, or at the very least, they're going to have to reconcile because there's big-time division there. Bill Plaschke of the LA Times wrote an article today, a column saying they need to trade LeBron. And meanwhile, Rich Paul, LeBron's agent, is coming out and saying that LeBron wants to stay in LA and it's just much ado about nothing. So I don't think they should trade him, Rob. I think he's still a top 10 player in the league, as is Anthony Davis. You got two of them. That's what you try to get to as a franchise. If the Lakers didn't have LeBron and AD, and they had a bunch of young guys, they'd be trying to get a LeBron and an AD. When LeBron and AD became free agents, they'd be trying to get them. You got them. So just build the right way around them. And if you want to blame LeBron for Westbrook being there, well, shame on you for listening if that's the case. When you
Chris,
build around them,
say I don't.
No,
think
hold
that's
on.
Fair.
No, it ain't. It that, is I fair. Don't think that's if you, if our executives, if we go to our executives, and we say we want to do such and such a thing, they have the power to say, well, we'll take that into consideration. And then at the end of the day, decide not to. That's their job.
No, but that. But
and
Chris,
so Pat,
Chris, you're being,
and we've seen it done. Pat Riley did it.
You're being, but Pat Riley was on a different level and had that kind of clout. Rob Pelinka doesn't have that, and Jeannie Buss, they're not those kind
Jeannie
of Buss people.
Jeannie Buss doesn't have that clout.
No, she doesn't have that
She's
kind
of
clout.
She's the owner of the team.
It doesn't matter. She doesn't have that kind of clout.
And how could she not, Rob? I don't.
And when you,
oh, she's
and when
not
you,
a big famous superstar, but she owns the team.
It doesn't matter. And when you get into bed with LeBron, this is what you sign up for. So they already knew that coming in. And I get what you're saying, but it's just not realistic, Chris, for them to say that they were going to tell LeBron, oh, no, you're taking Buddy Hield and that's it. That ain't how it works.
Why
that's
not?
Because that's not how it works
okay,
for everybody.
Let me ask,
everybody
let me ask
everybody
the
doesn't
question.
Have the same rules. Chris, you know better than that. Come
no,
on
I don't.
Now.
If yes, you, Rob, if you as Rob Parker, you don't have the clout of Pat Riley. If you were the GM of the L.A. Lakers, would you have made your decision or would you have just done what LeBron wants you to do?
I would have tried to save my job and my neck. And when we signed up with LeBron, I would have known from the stories of other general managers and other things that have gone
like
on.
Like Pat Riley?
How tough it is. And Pat.
So
Pat,
would you, what would you, what was your, what,
Pat
would
was
you
able to
done?
Stand up to LeBron because of his history, Chris, and that he already had won with the Lakers and he already had a reputation and he had won in Miami without before LeBron got
there. No, you know what
there.
It was?
He
you know
had,
what it was?
He had some
It was
cachet.
That the owner had his back. That's what it was. And it looks to me like the owner, first of all, you're the owner, Jeannie Buss. Secondly, it looks like she's got Rob Pelinka's back. So, and you didn't answer my question. Would you have done what you wanted to do and thought was best for the team, or would you have counted?
If I was Rob Pelinka, I would have done what LeBron
You're not Rob.
To do.
As Rob, if you are Rob
I'm a different
Parker,
person, but
no
I'm
clout.
Then I wouldn't have gotten LeBron then. I wouldn't have.
Really?
Like,
oh,
yep.
Well, you worse than Rob Pelinka. At least Rob Pelinka was smart. They got a championship out there. All this madness. Oh, it was such a mistake. Woe is us. We got LeBron James on our team. Stop it. You got a ring. The Lakers were waffling in irrelevancy. The best franchise in the NBA.
But
the
Chris,
glamour
you're talking
franchise
about past
of the NBA.
History. We get that.
No.
He
my
got
point,
he got but Chris, we're talking about now. We're talking about LeBron has been hurt 3 to 4 years. We're talking about LeBron is putting up numbers
were,
and they're
he
not
healthy.
Winning. We're talking about now. LeBron is in Cleveland yapping at the mouth, trying to disrespect the general manager, tell everybody he's ready to move on and can I come play here and all that. That's the stuff that we're talking about. That's the only reason. It ain't about him. Bill Plaschke didn't write the column that get rid of LeBron because they won a championship. It's because of where we are now. Come on.
All right, let me say this because you're stealing my take and trying to use it against me. That LeBron is putting up big numbers but not impacting winning. Let me put that into context.
Oh, you're the only person who think that?
I haven't heard you say that. I've heard myself say it about 20 times on this show. I haven't heard you ever say that
so
since
So I stole that
today.
From you.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I haven't heard you say it until today, especially in that language. He's not impacting winning. That's directly from my mouth. Here's what I mean. One of the things that made LeBron James one of the all-time elite players is that not only did he put up numbers, but his numbers did lead to winning. A lot of great players put up numbers that don't lead to winning. Russell Westbrook, when he was by himself, triple-doubles galore, didn't lead to winning. All right, I could go Nikola Jokic right now. They're the sixth seed. Put up terrific numbers. Like that, Jason Tatum in Boston, they're the sixth seed. Great numbers.
Are they
so
six or nine?
So it doesn't mean, Boston six. It doesn't mean that you are still not a great player just because your numbers aren't equating to, like, conference finals and championships. It just means you're great, but you're not that all-time elite. And what I've said about LeBron all season, still playing great, still top 10 and top 5, really, but not what he was 6 years ago. Because at that point, and even sooner than that, more recently than that, at that point, his numbers led to winning. So what you got to do is you don't say, let me get rid of this guy. You say, let's build around him the right way. Because you still got two great players. And you got to do something to get Anthony Davis healthy. Like, I'm not starting over. I mean, when I'm where a lot of teams would love to be, and there's no guarantee that just starting over with lottery picks, when especially when they don't have one until like 2027, is the way to go either. Now, would you get some in trades? I guess. But it doesn't mean that you're going to all of a sudden become this great young team. All right. But, Rob, there's more going on in the world of sports, and that is broadcasting. And you were excited about this topic. Looks like Troy Aikman, what's he going to get, $17.5 million a year to go to ESPN and do Monday Night Football? And looks like Fox and Amazon, Fox is losing Troy Aikman. Amazon thought they were going to get him for Thursday Night Football. Now the talk is that both Fox and Amazon will make a run at Sean McVay, Rob, the Super Bowl winning coach for the LA Rams. What's your take on all this?
I'm a little surprised at just the money being thrown around to and Sean McVay. I mean, if you want to get out of coaching and have a better life, I'm serious. You could have a better life. You won a Super Bowl. John Madden did the same exact thing. He coached a little longer. I think he coached 10 years.
A little longer. You're right. Because right. McVay's, what, five? I mean, that's twice right. as long. Okay.
But he coached 10 years, won a Super Bowl, and got out, Chris, and made a way bigger career, more money, without the aggravation or the lifestyle. Okay? If you want to stay up till 3 in the morning watching film and all that other stuff and worrying about injuries and play, you could do that. But if you can go and work 17 weekends a year and make 15 or 14, I don't think you'd get $17 million, but $12 or $14 million with no pressure other than talking about football, which you know like the back of your hand, right? Why would you not think about that?
I'm with you.
And here's the other thing. Let me say one last thing. I don't understand. I don't think people... And maybe I'm wrong, Chris, and maybe people turn off the TV or radio off the announcer they don't like. But I don't think that that enhances, that doesn't make people watch the game. You know what I mean? Like, I understand about a good broadcaster, somebody you feel good about, and he's entertaining and he's knowledgeable. But I think these contracts are, wow. It doesn't surprise me why, if you're a TV host, Chris, where it's about you. If you're a football analyst or play-by-play, it's about the game. When you tune in to Undisputed or First Take or The Odd Couple, we're not playing records. It's about me and you.
So we should be making more money.
Yes, we should. We should be making more money.
I agree. That's one thing we agree on. I hear you. You're right. Now, I will say this. A good broadcaster does enhance the game. I think you'd agree with that, Rob.
Yeah, but I don't think the ratings change because of the broadcast. I really don't. If there's a great game on,
I think they might change a little.
I don't believe that.
A great game, yeah, people are going to watch. I give you that. But I will say there are times when the broadcasters just don't have juice, just aren't charismatic, whatever it may be. They just don't have that it factor, and it's noticeable. And the game, while the game is the game, it's not quite as enjoyable. Now, but here's to your point, is that worth $17 million a year? I mean,
I don't think they affect the ratings that much. That's what I'm saying. Like,
no,
I'm sure.
No, probably not, because people won't watch the game. But I just think there is a big difference, but not that much. I'll give you that. Like, for them to be getting paid that money when there's no competition –
Right.
Right? I mean, where was Tony Romo going to get $17 or $18 million a year from?
Well, the ESPN came from. That's why these prices have gone through
still,
the roof.
But that's your point. If they want him to do the same thing.
Right.
So I'm just saying they've set this bar where it doesn't necessarily need to be. It could be at $10 million. That's a lot, right?
And I'm saying,
with you there. But and I want to say something about Sean McVay, too, because I talked about this recently. We had Eric Mangini on our First Things First, and I asked him during the break, when he coached in the NFL, head coach, Jets, Browns, what was his typical day, hours-wise? He said he'd get into the office, you know, at the practice facility at 6, 6:30 in the morning. And Rob, he would get home at 1:30 or 2 in the morning. That's the life that you're talking about. Now, every coach doesn't do that, but a lot of them do. And my guess, Rob, looking at McVay, how tightly wound he is and all that, my guess is he's one of those types of guys. And working 18-hour days and things like that. I'm with you, Rob. Now, look, some guys love coaching and they're built for it and that's all they want to do. And if that's what he wants to do and feels like he's called to do, I get it. He loves doing that, going through film, dissecting film, coming up with all these various strategies and things. So if that's what he's called to do, then more power to him. But I'm with you, Rob. Quality of life, in my opinion, especially I think he's getting married this summer.
Yeah, I don't know how you don't take that. If it's seriously, it's not like you didn't win. You won. You could go out on a high note. Nobody will have anything negative to say about you.
And he probably, if he wanted to in 10 years, he could go back, or 5 years, whatever.
Like John Gruden went back after 10 years, right, or whatever it was.
Right. So it's interesting. But, yeah, good point, you know, about the broadcasters. I think they do bring a lot to it.
I wonder if people really care about the broadcast. If you hear somebody's on, do you turn the radio down, the TV sound down, and put the radio on? Do you not listen to a guy? Do you not watch a game if you don't like the broadcaster? I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, I'd be shocked if somebody's like that. But all right, how much of an impact do the broadcasters have on your viewing habits when it comes to sports? Your turn to win with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio, 877-996-6369.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
So in life throws you uh-ohs, just say better get Mako.
Go to Mako.com for an online estimate today.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a TV theme song Thursday. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
Chris.
Yep.
This was a French show, wasn't it? Alex, is this La La?
French?
It's La La.
La La.
La La. Yes.
Oh, LA I'm sorry. Law. L.A. Law. Yeah, there we go.
It's
L.A.
a good
Law.
Show.
There we go. I got a joke. I got a laugh tonight.
All right, AutoZone is who brings this to you. They've got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service with over 5,600 locations nationally. AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. How much of a difference do great broadcasters, or just broadcasters in general, make for a game that you're watching?
All right, let's kick it off with John in Texas. Chris, we'll start there. John, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up?
Hey, fellas, love the show.
Thank you.
So, as far as broadcasting goes, it does make a major difference. I don't want to bag on Tony Romo because here in Texas, I'm a big Cowboys fan. But, man, when he is broadcasting, I feel like he overanalyzes. He just wants to be on the mic all the time. It's kind of like one of those friends that tells you things you already know. So this guy's going to kick out. This guy's going to drop back. And boop, he's going to do this. And boop. You know, I think when it comes to broadcasting, less is more.
But, John, does that make you not watch the game, is what I'm saying.
You know, there's times where I'll switch from whether it's CBS back to Fox. And
really?
You know, give me
If I wanted to watch a game that he's doing, I'm just going to just deal with it. I get it.
You know what?
We're not going to love all the broadcasts.
Unless it's like, you know, a really good game. But like I said, here in Texas, we get the Cowboys, and then I might get a Jets game, and then I might get, you know, a Seattle game. So it's kind of, it's hit or miss. But, you know, give me Al Michaels and give me Chris Collinsworth. That is the epitome of commentary. That's why they call it commentary.
Right. I'll say this, right? You know, on Sundays I'm watching all the games. So I have six games on at once. And I got to be – I don't think the commentators do make the difference. I usually have the volume on the game that I'm most interested in.
Right.
So if it was Tampa Bay with Brady,
you want to know
Kansas
what's going
City
on.
With
that's
Mahomes,
why we need, right.
And I would go back and forth at times, but and again, I do think they enhance the broadcast. I don't want to name names, but I've heard guys do games where I was like, man, this is just not good. But I've also heard, like, I think Monday Night Football's previous team, who is it, was Louis Riddick,
Steve Levy,
Ryan Greasy, and Steve Levy. They were solid. They weren't tremendous. But they weren't bad, you know what I mean? And I could watch a game with them and enjoy it. Now, Aikman and Michaels will be better, but I could enjoy the game pretty much just as much with those three, to be honest.
I mean, I appreciate, and when we were kids, like listening to the game with Howard Cosell, I enjoyed his broadcast.
Summerall, Madden.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm just saying it's not going to determine whether or not I watched the game. Greg.
Right, and Cosell was even more unique. I mean,
he was a different
stratosphere. Like him.
Right,
right, right.
Greg in Houston, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Man, I just want to say, yes, the broadcasters make – Oh, first of all, love your show.
Thank you.
I'm probably like a third-time caller. Listen to y'all all the time. Wowzy, wowzy, woo, woo.
Wowzy, wowzy, woo, woo.
Love you. But look, I'm 49 years old, and yeah, I grew up listening to Madden, Summerall, you know, all the great.
Right.
Of course, like you said, last night, Aikman been on there 15, 17 years, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Man, yes, it makes a difference. If I'm in the other room, and I just hear, you know, or I just do my research and know that these guys are doing a game, I'm all in. I don't care if it's Detroit versus Jacksonville.
Wow.
You know what I mean? I'm all in because everything else that they bring, you know, what I'm saying to that booth, you know, the other intricacies of talking about the game, you know, they expound your experience. You know what I mean? It's like they take you to a different place. Like, you almost forget you're watching football, and that's what it's all about. It's entertainment. I mean, I love it, man. I mean, Pat Summerall. I mean, even the lady right now that's doing basketball, like, I don't know her name.
Yeah, Doris Burke. All right, we appreciate that, Greg. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad he brought up basketball because we've been talking football. Rob, basketball, the guys are good. Like, I think Van Gundy, Mark Jackson, and Breen are great. And a lot of people, some people don't like him because, you know, they get into a lot of banter off the game. But I think they're fun.
Yeah, I think they're fun. They're like three guys sitting at a place, you know, just talking ball. Let's squeeze in real quick. Ken, you got about a minute. Ken in Stockton, California, on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Ken?
Hey, long-time listener, embarrassed to say first-time caller because they always hang up on me.
Nah, we're good, man. How are you? We appreciate you, Ken.
Yes.
Yeah, because you and Rob and Chris are too popular, man. I just can't get in. But anyway, let me run this down real quick. It makes 90-95% of the time to watch a game if the announcer's got at least, I can't stand Joe Buck. You know, there's no more Chick Hearns. There's no more Vin Scully. You know, if I watch baseball, I'll listen to Coop and Kipe, and I'll just keep the game on, but I'll turn the radio on. I always got a radio right there to watch the game. And, Chris,
okay.
I just got to say, I got to give Chris a lot of patience because, Rob, man, you're about half and half, but Chris is always right on. All right, take care.
Great call. Don't make it your last.
No,
absolutely,
Chris,
outstanding call.
But the problem
and
is, he just said that.
And don't steal my joke, Rob. Don't say that's my cousin.
He said that he turns the radio down, so he's missing a lot of the stuff that you're saying. That's why he got it wrong.
All right, Tyson's Tower of Trivia is next, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
It's time for Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That's right. It is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, the segment where people do tune in to not pay attention to the main card, which is Chris and Rob. They tune in to hear our talented technical producer,
Alex Teicher.
You know what, Rob G? I got to admit it. You're right.
That's true.
Did you hear that, Alex?
CB,
Alex,
I'm still waiting for the Venmo payment.
Alex, please.
Well, I'm looking at my Venmo right now. Either player has paid, so it's anybody's game tonight. Let's have fun.
All right, you know how this segment works. I got seven questions. They should be very easy for most sports fans, but Alex doesn't watch sports, so could go any direction here.
I'm sorry, Rob. I'm only seeing.
He's too busy sitting in trees in his skivvies.
All right, Rob.
The rules
talking
again.
Talking about wow. Nations.
Rob, you see what I have to deal with, Rob?
What's going on? Very quickly. No rhyming, no foreign languages. Got to be a real word. No following someone else's clue.
Escapade.
All of these questions are Lakers themed, all right? Because the Lakers are in the headlines a lot the last few days. They're all Lakers questions.
The Lakers are a mess.
I flipped the coin, and Rob Parker gets question number one.
Let's go, Rob.
Rob, the logo of the NBA pattern off of former Lakers Jerry Buck.
All right, let's go, Alex. We're not wasting any
to me.
East. Well, go. Boom.
You knew that one. I mean, that you should have just gave Rob 10 points.
Let's go, Rob.
Question number two.
Easy money, Rob.
Chris Broussard, two different Lakers coaches have won five titles with the franchise. John Kundla, I think is how you say it, in the 50s. I have no idea.
Sorry, who?
John Kukla, friend.
Let me say this.
Sorry.
And most recently, Phil Blank.
First of all, let me say this. Shout out to John Kundla. He should have been on the top 15 coaches of all time.
No idea.
He won five titles.
Who?
How in the world is he not?
Never heard of him.
He coached George Mikan.
When was he born?
All right, but anyway, here we go. Here we go, Alex.
All right,
I'm going to get creative. I could do a lot of things. I'm going to get creative.
Can you call him now, please?
Just rock with me. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
What? That's two words. That's two.
I'm sorry.
No. Rob,
that was an ad lib.
You know what I'm doing. You know what
that's
I'm doing.
Two. I will allow it. I will allow it.
No, stop it, kid. That's the third time he said it.
It's the same word, though.
No, you can't do that,
word.
Rob G.
Do you know it, Rob Parker?
We're
going
to have to amend the rules later because it was not explicitly stated. We have to allow it this time.
Alex. All right, see Rob G. Come on.
What?
Chris.
It's the same word.
Chris.
You know who it
can
is.
Can I hear it one more time?
No. Come on. We got to go. No.
Let me hear it, Chris.
No.
Are you moonwalking right now? Is that Jackson?
That is Jackson.
Phil Jackson. That is the best clue in Tyson's
Rob G. Rob G.
That's history.
We're going to have to change these rules going forward. You guys keep finding new, and unique ways to game the system.
I bet all y'all knew that clue. Did you not?
Chris, if you gave me a Shimon, I probably would have known it too.
Right. That would have been great.
Here we go. Level number three, back to Rob Park. Get a little bit tougher. The Lakers have been a family-owned club for decades. Right now, the majority owner of the team is none other than Jeannie Blank.
Let's go, Alex. You ready?
I'm ready, Rob.
He's always ready.
Yellow?
I see what you did there.
That's a good clue.
Give me the question again.
Jeannie Blank is the owner of the Lakers right now.
Could be any yellow. Number of things.
What do you mean yellow?
Chris, can you be quiet? Yellow.
Chris, it's my turn.
Shimon.
Oh, Chris. He even tried to go high. That was great. All right, Rob. I think I do know this one. Because I think the yellow kind of, it's bus, right?
It is bus.
Yeah.
Okay. Yellow school bus. I see what you did there.
He just knew it. That was a terrible
He knew it because he's a big Jay Moore fan.
I'm a huge Jay Moore fan.
Literally hundreds of people.
Rob G.
I was going to say Hooters, but then I just changed
my mind. Oh, wow. No. Hey, Rob G., you know that Jay Moore signed a book for me?
I did not know that.
That's awesome.
All right, here we go. Level number four. Back to Chris. Before they moved to Los Angeles, the Lakers played their home games in the city of blank.
Oh, gosh.
Minnesota?
Minnesota.
Makes much more sense to be the Lakers from Minnesota.
Give me the question again, Roger.
Before they moved to LA, the Lakers played their home games in the city of blank.
Minnesota. I'm so bad with geography, Chris. I'm sorry. Minnesota.
I always got to sneak one in because I know he struggles with it.
Yeah, it's not fun, Rob G. Way to be a teammate.
You know, Jason Smith is ready.
I'm sorry, C. Okay. I don't know.
Rob, chance to steal.
Wow.
I'm sorry, C. Minnesota.
Okay.
Go ahead, Rob.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Because I actually wanted to say Vikings, but I know it's not Vikings.
I got another one, too.
Okay.
Okay.
You ready, Rob?
Rob's like, here we go, and then pauses for 8 seconds.
Yeah. Come on, Jason Smith is coming.
Mike Harmon is in the bullpen.
Straight fire.
All right. If you don't have an answer, Rob, then just Rob. Pass the buck.
All right. Paul.
Paul.
Wow.
Like the name Paul?
Yes.
That's worse than yellow.
Like the Bible.
I couldn't say both words, so I'm just saying one.
Minneapolis?
See? That is correct!
Yeah!
Wow! Is it really?
No!
Wow!
I object!
Okay.
He gave another clue.
I like it. I see what you did there, Rob.
He gave another clue.
I see what you did there.
I couldn't say both words. I mean, let you know it was a two-word
Let's
city.
Go.
There's a lot of
I object.
Gamesmanship going on in this game.
No way he can get
Chris,
that
you said
he is one word. Look it up.
No one
I looked it up before.
All right,
and I didn't say ee-hee. I said ee-hee.
We already have a winner here, but just because we got time, we'll do one more, Chris.
Shimon.
I won already. What do you mean? I
the
won.
Lakers currently play at Crypto.com okay. Arena. But a few weeks ago, that building was called the Blank Center. Get P. Diddy ready.
Oh, my God.
I was going to say Stapler, but that
would be
close,
cheating.
Right?
Yes.
That's too close.
I feel like right. I know.
Yeah, I feel like you
that.
Cheated and you're still going to lose, but it's okay.
No,
just make Alex say the guess.
Rob
go
cheated.
Ahead.
See
Where's
what happens?
My music?
For
you
final
let
answer.
One person cheat and then it just
I would
know.
Like to say Staples.
That is correct. Just to make it your final score 29-20. Rob Parker.
Yes sir.
I'm grooving.
Rock with me, Chris. Rock
no
with me,
more,
Chris.
No more Michael Jackson song lyrics.
You got it. That was the best clue
that
in
was,
Tyson
that
Tower
That was right
history.
Up there with Rob's morning.
Morning?
That's right.
That,
yeah, but we never get his morning.
Oh.
I actually got points. All right. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. Keep it locked.
I had a glizzy in my mouth.
Oh,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good to your job.
They're called skills. And CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples. Learn what recruiters are looking for. Search salaries. And view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris, he is Rob. We are wrapping up a TV theme song Thursday here in the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Rob, let's wrap it up like this. We talked about Tom Brady. There's another legendary quarterback in the news, and that's Aaron Rodgers. It's odd. This is getting odd. Like, it seemed like everything was going great, right? Rodgers has been very complimentary to the front office. And then yesterday, the GM, Brian Gutekunst, comes out and says that he never made the promise to Aaron that he would trade him after this season if Aaron wanted to be traded. Now, I think he's telling the truth. I think it was probably an implied, you know, hey, if after this, let's go for it this year, Aaron. We got a team we think can win the Super Bowl. If this doesn't work out, you know, we'll rethink things and, you know, we'll be willing to accommodate you and work with you, you know, after the season if you want to go in a different direction. Something like that, right? But then sources close to Rodgers have come out and said that that's going to bother Rodgers. And then there are people, of course, saying his decision's coming soon. So what are you thinking? Like, do you think that will – you know, maybe make a difference and, you know, could throw a monkey wrench in this situation?
No. I just think that, you know, Aaron Rodgers, either you're going to trade him and get something for him or you're going to hold on to him because you can't get what you need and he'll have to
understand
that.
Well, I just mean
that.
With him. Will he be up? Do you think he'll be upset?
I don't think he got anything in writing, so... If you don't have anything in writing in football, I don't know how you can. If somebody gives you a no trade, Chris, you know what I mean, and you have it in writing, then they can't go back on their word. I just think that people say what they need to say. Yeah, we'll revisit it. We'll talk about it. And I don't think that the Packers GM is up there lying and told Aaron Rodgers, yes, I'm going to trade you.
Right.
If you, you know what I mean? Like you,
right.
You lose all credibility, Chris. So I can't believe he's lying.
I thought the same thing as you. And I remember even, you know, before the season started when Rodgers was saying, or I don't even know if he came out and directly said it, but, you know, when the story was out there that they've agreed that if he doesn't, you know, if he wants to be traded after this season, that they'll do it. To me, that just didn't make sense. Now, again, the implication, right? The wink, wink, sure, you know, we'll look at things and we'll see what's going on a year from now. But if you don't change the contract, and I know they tweaked it supposedly, right? But if you, they still have him under contract for a year. And I don't think there's any way Aaron Rodgers or anyone could have felt like he's going to be totally free to do or go wherever he wants. Just be, you know, because they gave him this understanding that
right.
they might accommodate him. You know,
that's just not business. It's just that's why, Chris. That's why we have contracts, right?
Absolutely.
That's why you have contracts. So there's
and it's
language
hard.
In
you
it.
Can, you know, I get your word, and obviously your word is important. But when it comes to business, you better get a signature.
You better get it
just
in writing.
Just real talk, right? You better get it in writing. If there's a reason they won't put it in writing, then there's a reason they won't put it in writing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
because
if you say, well, can we get this in writing?
They might change their mind.
Right. And they're like, nah, we're going to keep the contract the way it is. Then you know, okay, it really, you know, isn't what I thought it was. So, but I, you know, now, and Gutekunst also said, Rob, that the first ball to drop has to be Aaron Rodgers before they do anything else. And I think Rodgers is feeling like, well, I want to see what y'all do with Devontae Adams.
Yeah, but I think that I get what they're saying because if Rodgers isn't going to be there, then you don't want to re-sign Devontae Adams if he's not going to have that kind of quarterback to throw to him. You know, like, I right. do understand it. Like if Rodgers isn't there and you're going with a rookie quarterback, young, not rookie, but
you don't need the highest paid receiver. And now, granted, Devontae Adams will help Jordan Love.
Yeah,
no doubt. That, so maybe you'd want to keep him. But the highest paid receiver in the game, it just seems like if you let Rodgers go, Rob, let's just face it, you're starting over.
You're right. I wouldn't sign Devontae. I wouldn't, Chris. Not with Jordan Love. I wouldn't.
Nah, I feel you. Again, I know he'd help Love, and he's a great receiver, but you're starting over.
Right.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Right. It wouldn't make sense. You would give some of those other guys
a chance with bigger roles. Yeah, I mean, we're going to get our payroll down.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. So, but I don't know. We'll see. I look, and here's the thing, too. Now, we know sports is a funny business, and guys don't always do what seems to make sense. But, Rob, wouldn't it make sense? I mean, when you're Aaron Rodgers and I'm talking to the Packers, I'm just being honest. Like, what are you going to do with Devontae? And then I'm talking to Devontae. Like, so where is it looking? You know what I mean? Like, even if they won't give me, like, sign a contract, I can get an answers and a feel for where things are headed. And even be like, look, I don't want to be here if Devontae's not here. So let's figure this out together. So we'll see. All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob signing up. Keep it locked, because fire is next with Jason Smith and Mike Harmon.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.